Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to control the content of the website. When you see something online that you think is pretty useful, pretty interesting, you take the link, you put it into our site, maybe type up a little description about what it is, and then other listeners will vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked suggestions will make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we are more likely to discuss them here on the air. So the stories we've been talking about tonight came from our website, came from listeners like you submitting that content. So thank you to everybody who does that. And if you haven't tried it yet, give it a shot over at freetalklive.com. You'll find that everything there is completely free. Let's jump into your phone calls. You can bring up anything, ladies first. Julia is on the line in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Julia.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey. Well, you guys talking about the thing that happened in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Just reminded me of income tax. And I really think that we won't be able to completely overthrow this system, you know, the decrepit whatever system, until we protest income tax. So where do you think people are with that one?
Well, I don't pay, but I think most people do. Although there's a good amount of people that don't. There are a lot of people that are underground.
Yeah,
that kinda...
it's surprising. Basically, if you work for yourself and you don't get 1099s and things like that, you could stay off their radar. You just don't have to pay. They're not likely to come after you. Even if they do have information that you're not paying, it's unlikely. They seem to go after big fish that make a lot of money.
Whether Snipes.
And people that are famous. Those are the ones. And people that advocate for not paying. Those are the ones they target the most. And usually the people that make a lot of money actually do file. They just, you know, they have tax attorneys and things like that so that they can minimize their footprint. And they, you know, they create offshore accounts and offshore corporations. And they manage to hide their wealth. But the number is 60 million Americans don't pay income tax.
And it's a fear campaign, too, because they always pick out, like, Wesley Snipes. They'll wait right before the April 15th, the terrorism tax season, and they'll pick these guys out to make an example of them right before the filing period to remind everybody that now you better pay or this can happen to you.
Mm-hmm. So does that answer your question?
Well, yeah. I didn't know that it was 60 million. How many do you think we'll have before, you know, they'll really start shaking in their boots?
Well, I've heard that the income tax really doesn't do much more than pay the people in the IRS. And
it pays interest on the government's debts.
National debt.
If it goes much farther than that, I'd be remember there's a lot in the IRS too. But I've just heard those numbers. That doesn't make it true. So I don't think they're that scared.
Well,
get a lot of money from a lot of different locations.
Right.
Ron Paul said during his 2008 campaign that if they eliminated the IRS, that the government, U.S. government would, the revenues would shrink to 1997 levels. And I don't know about you, but I consider the government too big in 1997, too.
Well, on one hand, if a bunch of people, if you said 60 million people perhaps don't pay, if all of a sudden that number became 150 million, I think that would be pretty great. It would be great from a standpoint of, again, showing that Americans have found some level of courage within themselves and have decided to buck the system and refuse to go along with it. And I think there's some real value there. But on the other hand, I don't think the government cares whether or not it gets the income taxes in, because it can always just inflate the currency. What they care about is whether or not you're using their dollars. And as long as you're using their dollars, they're still in control, and they have the ability to inflate the currency, which means they can essentially steal the wealth directly from your pocket without you ever having to cut them a check. The income tax seems more to me to be about obedience than anything else.
Yeah, that's right where I wanted to go. I don't see it as being sort of a tax revolt. Some people are calling for that. But I think what's far more likely to happen is, with the government spending, running trillion-dollar deficits year over year, and those are continuing to grow, is that people are going to start to lose confidence in the dollar, and I think it's, I don't know if it's 40 or 60% of the dollars are outside of the country, and as the dollar loses its status as the world's reserve currency, you're going to see a tidal wave of this fiat money coming back in, and demand is going to plummet. It's going to become almost worthless, and we might even end up in a Weimar Republic hyperinflation type scenario. We're halfway there now, with the real inflation is about 7%, and hyperinflation is anything over 14%. So I think that's what we're far more likely to see.
If the government's afraid of something economically, it's afraid of people giving up the dollar. And that's why they came after the Liberty dollar with such violence. They came in because the Liberty dollar, for many years, for almost a decade, was competing directly with the United States government's currency. And they were getting more popular, especially with the Ron Paul campaign really coming in and them getting behind Ron Paul and that kind of spreading the word about the Liberty dollar. They swooped in. They raided their home offices. They went to the vault. They raided the vault. What's really going to help? And they put the Liberty dollar out of business. And now the owner is facing criminal charges. So this is a major threat. The idea of Americans bailing out of the dollar and adopting some sort of alternative currency is what's really likely going to scare them. And of course, there's no real indication that that's going to happen anytime soon. I hope it does. I hope somebody comes up with something that's viable and that is somehow decentralized to the point where they can't just raid one vault and take down the entire currency.
Well, I think it comes from people like Del Valle Silver, the AOCS guys, the Shire Silver here locally. People are coming up with all kinds of creative and ingenious methods of creating small amounts, small denominations of silver, of gold, so that you can, like the Shire Silver, I think is probably the best example I've seen. They take little strips of silver or gold, cut them into preset links that are, 1 gram or 5 grams, and that's like a $1 or $5 card. So having these makes the ability to use them just like dollars, and then there's also an education aspect to it of getting out there in the community, educating businesses as to, hey, this is real money. This
stuff
is
debt. And getting
them
to adopt it.
Yeah.
And accept it and offer it to their clients, which is what the Liberty Dollar was trying to do. They were trying to bring businesses on board and get them to have Liberty Dollars at their business so people could pay in silver and they could get change in silver and just have this alternative available. And so one of the, I think, important steps here in making this alternative currency model successful is the Free State Project. I mean, you mentioned the, what was it?
Shire Silver, yeah.
And then there's also Tozcash, which is another silver-backed, just a paper currency that has silver in different secret vault locations distributed. So there's at least two different currencies that have popped up here within just the last couple of years in New Hampshire. So if you get liberty-loving people together, it's more likely you're going to see that level of innovation because they can more count on their liberty-loving friends and associates to adopt these ideas and help spread the concepts out, whereas if you're just kind of trying to make it work in anywhere else, you're relatively alone in your efforts, and that can make adoption by businesses a little less likely. And so I think concentrating the activists, as always, is a key to success, to successful implementation of these ideas. But Julia, you've been kind of listening to all this. Your thoughts, please.
Oh, yeah, I think that's right. Ultimately, we need to be able to be self-sustaining and trading and within ourselves. And it just brings me back to the idea that I've had for a long time that we need to be buying locally, like buying our food locally, supporting locally made products, and then we can be self-sufficient, and it provides a good atmosphere for that kind of thing to grow and
right. And when you do things locally, it makes it also easier to use things like gold and silver, which are completely out of their monetary system. So there is no, paper trail unless you want to create one.
Thanks for the call, Julia. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, again, getting people together makes more of that buying locally with these alternative currencies an option for people.
Yeah, and I think at some point we'll see the option to where you can store silver in a vault and do electronic transactions with people that are not near you. But
sure,
the federal government's got to go first, I think. They're not going to allow it.
Well, yeah. Well,
they can't compete. They can't compete.
Yeah, that's another thing. Getting people together so we can secede and tell the federal government, yeah, we don't need you anymore. We didn't really want you in the first place. Bye now. 800-259-9231. Take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And all the features there are totally free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include our listening options. You want to listen online? We've got different ways for you to do it. Broadband version or dial-up version. Take your pick. They're both free over at listen.freetalklive.com. Alternatively, you can also use our listen lines to call a long-distance number and then listen to the show around the clock. All of those options play the latest episode of Free Talk Live 24/7. All free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, taking your phone calls about what you want, Sam is joining us tonight from obscuredtruth.com, and we will go again, ladies first, to Karen in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, Karen.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, it's Karen from Del Valle Silver.
So, yeah, thanks for the shout-out.
Sure. You're welcome.
No shout-outs on Free Talk Live.
I like what you guys
are
doing.
I'm really, like, surprised when I hear my name. Like, whoa, that's me. But,
what Julia was
saying is correct, that people need to get their communities together, trading together, and people have to start knowing their neighbors. And they're educating people in order to start using something that has a greater value than the dollar. People don't know. They have no idea that the dollar's worthless.
I think they suspect.
Always thought it was.
I think they're starting to sort of suspect that. What they don't know is that, well, what do we do about it? What's the answer?
Right.
Well, I remember when I was an associate for the Liberty Dollar down in Florida, I would take it around to some places and I would offer it as payment for things that I was buying. And when you give that to somebody, it's an ounce of silver. I mean, this is there's something significant about it that
they don't
even realize.
They don't really entirely know why it is that they like it, but they like it.
And they look at it. Their eyes get all big.
Usually what you'll find is that the cashier goes in the drawer and buys it, and it doesn't get circulated anymore.
I mean, has that been your experience, Karen?
To me, when I go to different merchant things, I go to, you know, different Liberty forums and things, the merchants end up usually taking my silver, even if they don't take silver, and then cashing it in. So either way, people are starting to know, and they're starting to use silver. We're coming out with a quarter ounce round for Live Free or Die, if I get my shipment. I tried to send my shipment of silver through the mail, and apparently I'm going to a real rural area, and we're not quite sure if the post office is going to deliver it.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah.
Man, sending silver through the mail always makes me
agorist theme.
So silver, sending it through the mail always makes me so nervous, because apparently the shippers will not, the private shippers will not ship
UPS
silver if they know that's what you're shipping. I don't understand that at all. Why they won't do that? Is there some kind of prohibition against it? Why would they?
There's my mint does ship it through the postal service, and it is insured, but he can't ship anything on a Friday for some reason.
It's very strange.
I don't know why that is. He has to ship Monday through Thursday.
So now when did you start Del Valle Silver?
It will be a year Constitution Day, so a year next month.
Oh, that's great. Now, what have you seen? I mean, because the basic concept is what? Can you pitch it to our listeners? What is it that you're doing?
Well, we sell our silver for $1.50 above spot. We want to get the silver out to the people and teach people how to use it. All of our merchants accept the silver as a premium, like our auto mechanic will give me $5 over the spot price of silver for each ounce I give them in trade for, you know, getting my car fixed.
He'll give you, wait a minute, run that by me one more time, Karen. He'll give you $5 over the price of silver on the bill. So, like, so if the bill is $25, you'll give him an ounce of silver and that'll cover the bill?
Correct.
So you're getting a discount.
My husband has a van, and we got $1,000 worth of repairs done, but we only had to pay $800 worth of silver.
So you're getting a your businesses that are adopting this are offering their customers a discount as an incentive to use it.
Yes, we call it the coupon you don't throw away.
Oh, that's neat. Very smart.
Yeah, it's an amazing business model. I really like it. One of the things I like about it is that you don't put a premium on your silver rounds. So, you know, somebody essentially gets a round for like about $20 or something like that, which is about what it's worth. And they get they don't feel like they're paying extra for the round. And that's what I find so difficult to do when so many of these business plans have been around. For instance, with the old Liberty Dollar one, they wanted, when silver was worth about $11 an ounce, they wanted $20 for their ounce, silver ounce. And I'm just, I just wasn't excited about that.
They needed competition. Sure. Nobody was competing with a Liberty Dollar, and now we've got a handful of different alternative currencies. Now, yours is specifically regional there to the Delaware Valley and the Delaware region. Right?
Not really. I've got three merchants in New Hampshire already.
Oh, wow. Now, but you've got your own silver. You're actually minting your own silver. So that $1.50 that you're charging on top of spot, how much of that is going to the cost of the minting of the silver versus how much? Hey, how are you making money off of this, Karen? Are you making money off of this?
I pay like 75% of all fees out to the mint. So I don't make a lot of money, especially if the market goes down. But I sell memberships, and the members, they pay 10 ounces of silver, which is approximately $200 in today's market, for a year's advertising on my site. And I promote them. I accept silver on their behalf if they want to sell something online and sell it in silver. I'll accept payment on their behalf so they don't have to ship it, things like that. And that's what helps me grow.
So you've kind of figured out ways to work around the outside of the actual sales of the rounds. You're not profiting on so much, maybe like a quarter or something like that per sale of the round, the ounce round. But you've managed to create create value out of having this sort of business directory that people can go to at is it DelValleySilver.com?
Yeah, that's it.
So
that's exactly right.
Right. So there's a business directory there. Now, how are you creating that value? Are people going to the website? How are you pitching the businesses to say, look, this is worth it because we're promoting the website to the consumers in this way that's going to actually get the eyeballs there? Because I don't want to buy an ad space on a website that no one's going to. So how are you convincing them that people are using your site for that?
We're still new.
Right.
A lot of the merchants that we have now understand the value of silver, and they want silver in their hands. So it's a learning curve for me. But how am I doing that?
Well, you sent out an email.
Advertise more and more.
For instance, today you sent an email out to all your lists announcing a new I can't remember who it was, but a new merchant that was accepting silver, and it had something to do with listening to talk radio online. What was it called?
TalkStream Live.
So TalkStream Live, and I went to TalkStream Live to look at what it was that they were doing over there. So there's a certain level of advertising that's going on. She's building a list, and
is that Delaware based, TalkStream Live?
It's in northern New Jersey.
Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been to that website. It's a site that ranks all the talk radio shows on the internet based on how many listeners they have.
Yeah, it's really an awesome site.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Hey, Karen, thanks for the update on what's going on with your business. I'm glad you're still in business after almost an entire year. So that's great news. And like you said, you're coming up here to New Hampshire for the Live Free or Die Fest this weekend, right?
Yes, I am.
Great. We'll probably see you then. I'll be out there. So look forward to it. Thanks, Karen. Have a great day. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride and less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. You'll find a bunch of features there, and they're all free, including our webcam. You go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen to the show. Also chat, because our chat room's built in there to the very same page. It's all free for you at cam.freetalklive.com, and it's brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off of list price. They've got them in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We continue with your phone calls to Adam in Canada. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Mark, and Sam.
Hi, guys. You are a fan in the podcast I was listening to tonight about asthma and cannabis, pot, that is. And you wanted to know how it worked that asthma could be cured by pot use.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. What do you know?
Well, pot's just about the only thing on earth that you can smoke which will actually dilate your bronchial tubes. Everything else will inflame them. Cannabis smoke actually reduces inflammation. If you smoke cannabis in conjunction with nicotine or tobacco at the same time, not one after the other, but together, like a mix or clip, as they call it, you'll actually negate the cancerous effects on the epithelial cells that line your respiratory tract, because the nicotine smoke has to inflame those cells to get to the chromatin inside your cells to generate, to mess up your genetic code. It has all kinds of effects like that, anti-cancerous, that is.
This guy doesn't sound very credible on this topic.
well, I've wondered on that.
We've talked about the anti-cancerous studies. I mean, obviously, I don't know the medical terminology, and that's very interesting. And the more they study this plant, the more amazing it is. And, of course, up there in Canada, you guys are – the things are a little bit more tolerant up there. Those vines.
No, not anymore.
Yeah, things are changing.
Harper is making it way worse than even in America.
Actually, really?
Recently he changed the definition of a law, which means he didn't have to go before Parliament. He just had to do this in the back room over the course of an hour.
Oh,
and
nice.
Now if three people are involved in a marijuana deal, it's organized crime and we can go away for 5 years.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize it gotten that bad so quickly.
It was not even a vote. He's just a jerk. It's a Christian coup in Canada. Now, I want to expand on the effects of marijuana smoking because the Chinese have known for 4,000 years that using it can treat rheumatoid arthritis. If it's smoked within 10 minutes of a stroke, you can mitigate up to 90% of the damage. That's very unknown. Jack Hara would talk about that a lot before he actually suffered one, and he wasn't allowed to have pot during his speech with him at the hemp festival, so he actually died from that, sadly.
Wow.
Rest in peace, Jack Hara. We know that it can prevent Alzheimer's. There's no medicine for that. It actually prevents the plaques from forming, and it can treat them better than any medicine on the market. We also know that about all the other things like MS and fibromyalgia, and it just goes on and on, that it's obvious this is really for old people to be smoking it, which is tragic because we're doing them a horrible disservice by polarizing them against it, as they are the voting class.
Yeah, and many of them are so afraid. I mean, I've seen these video clips of it's just these sad, sad stories of elderly folks that have horrible conditions and they're afraid to smoke it because, well, it's illegal and I can't do anything that's illegal.
Yeah. And we have them instead on 7 or 8 medicines that are just baffling their minds throughout the course of the day instead. And these, of course, they're just doing it to get their pensions for the big pharma. I remember this old commercial that was on TV saying, showing kids watching TV in a stone state of mind, and smoke hazing through the room and saying, well, maybe it won't hurt you, and maybe it might be good for you, and maybe it's cool, and maybe this and maybe that, and they said a lot of true things, but you're still wasting your life, which is funny because we found a link between television and Alzheimer's that's pretty strong. So, I mean, those kids who are watching TV are in better shape than the people who are laughing at them.
Nothing makes me feel so – I mean, it's so sad seeing old elderly people just sitting around watching television. I just –
sad. So what if it makes them a little lazier? They're retired. They should be relaxing. And we're there telling them not to do it and to vote against it, and it's pretty much here for them. I mean, I say that I'm not asking you to smoke it. I just want to be allowed to. But when my dad's 70 or 80, I'm going to ask him to smoke it. I'll grow it for him if he wants it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that it's
great
it's
stuff.
Old people should really know this. Elderly people, not to be offensive, but it's here for them. It really is. And
wow.
Everybody should be able to use it, but it can age them so much more gracefully. The Jamaican government found out that Rastafarians lived on average 2 to 4 years longer than people who didn't smoke or drink.
That's an incredible call. I appreciate the information. You guys have any questions for Chris here?
I do.
Chris, you still there?
Yep.
The study that it that it kills cancer cells in the lungs, is that? Do you know anything about that?
It prevents the smoke from tobacco if smoked together in one joint or a cigarette, which you, whatever you want to call it, from getting into the inside of the cells.
Okay.
There are three natural barriers between the smoke and the chromatin inside the nucleus of the cell. And the first is the cell membrane, and that doesn't get permeated because the bronchial dilation prevents those cells from getting inflamed. Marijuana smoke is anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
Back in 1975, people tried to give rats cancer with THC, and they found out that it actually cured the tumors they had, killing the healthy cells, and it was hush-hushed.
Now,
it was
over
35 years.
Now, there are also, cannabis is made up of CBNs, and there are, I think, at least 26 different types of CBNs, and basically, based on how the plant matures and the growing process and so forth,
and the strain
there
as well.
Are all different variations in there, and the government in the United States is barely studying one when there are at least 26 and all
they
these different variations.
They only want to isolate products like Marinol and Sativex so that they could be patented for big pharma, and they still want to make it illegal to grow.
So there are potentially hundreds of different strains that have different effects that can be very beneficial that we don't even know about because they're not being studied.
Yep.
Right, right.
Okay.
Or like you pointed out, Adam, that they find something out that's interesting and they push it under the rug. Thankfully, nowadays we're actually getting more information because of the internet, and some of these studies can actually see the light of day. Whereas before, the system essentially was doing whatever they could to, oh my God, we can't admit that cannabis could be good, that it might have positive effects.
It's amazing the people that say things like they don't believe it. They just are dubious that marijuana can be medically helpful.
Or maybe it's giving you schizophrenia. That's why you're rambling so much.
it's amazing to me. These same people would never doubt for a second that alcohol has medicinal value. It does.
Oh, God.
But
has a correlation with schizophrenia four times higher than marijuana.
It's not causation.
It's a correlation. You never hear about that.
No, I can't say I've heard of that. That's great. That's fantastic. You are so well informed. How'd you get that way?
This is just what I do, man. Sit around and figure it out.
Very cool. Thanks for the call and the info tonight. Appreciate it, Adam. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Marilyn is on the line in Kentucky. Marilyn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hi. I just wanted to kind of spread the word. I don't know if you guys had heard about state-owned nonprofit banking. There's one in the country, North Dakota.
I thought it was South Dakota.
North Dakota.
I'll take your word for it.
They're not connected to the Federal Reserve or the Wall Street predatory banks.
And they've been around for a very long time, as I recall.
And what's the name of the bank?
North Dakota. State Bank of North Dakota. North Dakota State Bank.
Mm-hmm.
They have $4 billion in their account, and their unemployment is 4%. And I believe it's because they're not connected to the Wall Street Federal Reserve. Any state can set one of those up. In fact, there's 14 states now trying to do so. You could Google Florida.
And what is the benefit of this? I mean, why would someone want to choose that? Because the idea of doing business with us, I understand that banks are essentially extensions of the state to some extent. I mean, in that they're authorized by the government people to do these things. But why would one want to actually bank directly with a state government?
Because the money stays in the state. It doesn't go to Wall Street and get gambled away like a casino. Does that make sense?
Well, how would that be different from, say, like a community bank where, Mark, what are you, aren't you in one of those
credit
unions? How's that different?
They're all individually owned.
Well, aren't credit unions individually owned in local communities?
They are.
Yeah.
They're owned by the, there is a difference. These are publicly owned.
Yeah, that doesn't make me feel too comfortable. I thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. She's right, though. They aren't apparently insured with the FDIC.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to myreputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features there totally free. Now, if you want to support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in and reinvest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up. Any major credit card is acceptable. Also, oh, by the way, good news. There was a major problem with the AMP credit card form, in that there was an oversight that resulted in only United States and Canada being the options, whereas before we had something like 60 countries in our old system. Somebody pointed that out to me, and so we got that fixed. Now, if you are not in the U.S. and Canada, you should be able to find your country there on our list, so our international listeners can once again join up as Free Talk Live amplifiers. So sorry for the inconvenience that has been remedied over at amp.freetalklive.com. So you can use any major credit card. You can use PayPal as well. And there are some alternative options available to get your $3 a month to us so we can invest it in the show and get on more radio stations, etc. In fact, we're going to have a... I think sometime this week, Mark, within the industry, there's going to be some pretty positive coverage for Free Talk Live. I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah, we had a great interview.
Right, we had Randall Bloomquist on the air with us on your extended Mark, or I guess the Mark interview series,
the Edgington Post
interview series. And I joined in for that particular conversation. It ended up being an hour long. We put it in one of the shows last week and also posted it on the guest.
What day was it?
I don't recall.
Listed on the you go to freetalklive.com, yeah. You look at the
scroll
list,
back to last week. And so we had a nice conversation kind of about the business with him, and he reciprocated by having an interview with us a couple days ago. And that was another hour-long conversation that we had with him about Free Talk Live and, you know, kind of the history of the show and how we're different from a lot of the other syndicated radio programs out there in the radio industry. And so So he does this newsletter that comes out on a once-a-week basis. It's called News Talk Edge, and the people in the business subscribe to this thing. It's a free email newsletter, so why not subscribe to it? It's got some ideas for program directors and things like that. And it's not going to be a profile on Free Talk Live. He's going to be talking about some of the new ways of doing things, and Free Talk Live is an example of a lot of those.
A good
things.
Example, yeah. Yeah.
A successful example of a lot of kind of the new media style ideas, freemium, et cetera. So that should be good for us, you know, because it's, you know, positive press within the industry, and it's made possible by listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. Getting the word out to the radio industry about this show is what the AMP program is all about. Also, it's not just about that. It's about promoting Free Talk Live to the internet. And plus, LRN.FM is now an element of the AMP program. So also promoting all the great shows that you can hear over at LRN.FM. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Coming up, I want to talk about, since we have a gentleman, Adam, call from Canada, we're talking about marijuana. Seems like a good reason to get an update from Mark Emery, who is currently in jail, currently in the U.S. federal prison system. We'll come back to that in a moment. But let's go first to John in Florida. John, you're on Free Talk Live calling from Orlando, and you are one of the people behind the sandwich movement there. What was the organization's name that you decided on?
Well, we just started this thing called the City Hall Sandwich Club, but we just thought that would be enough to make a complete mockery of the state, which is kind of our goal. So we have the cityhallsandwichclub.com, which pretty soon we'll have all the pictures and video up of the event. We did another event on Monday as the city council was meeting there, just trying to make a mockery of their laws. And
now,
by Jack, beating
wait
homeless
a minute.
People.
Shouldn't you be in there respecting their process and begging these people to repeal the homeless, feeding the homeless ban?
Of course. You know, they have this, it's an legal battle again. They expect it'll be about a year and a half until they decide again to screw the people. So I have no interest in their system whatsoever, and I plan to just make a mockery out of it in public.
No, so let's rewind a little bit here, John, just bring our listeners up to speed. The city council in Orlando has banned the feeding of homeless people within a 2-mile radius of City Hall.
Right, within a 2-mile radius of City Hall because, as you said, they don't want to besmirch their palatial offices or whatever with homeless people. It's just completely ridiculous. We have so many homeless here. We have probably about 10,000 homeless people right in the general Orlando area, which is pretty significant. We were out there. We were filled in. There were families. There were children we were feeding. I actually have some great pictures of some kids having sandwiches and stuff like that. So it's just completely they completely overplayed their hand. The people will not support this law whatsoever, and there's absolutely no way they can enforce it. It will be nullified. It's actually the Council of Mayors, I believe is the name of the group, is supporting this. It's all the mayors sort of here in the southeast, and they're supporting this, and they're looking to bring this into other places.
Wait. When you say they're supporting this, do you mean your efforts with the city?
No, I'm sorry. They're supporting this ordinance to ban homeless people within eyes view of City Hall. So, and this is something they're looking to implement all over the country, and it will be nullified right here in Orlando. They have absolutely no game, and you know, we're making an absolute mockery of them. We were out there with giant 10-foot-tall signs with Martin Luther King saying disobey tyranny and all kinds of
oh, wow.
fun stuff.
Love it.
And we sent out the press release. I sent an open letter to the city council and the mayor inviting them to come out there to join me by illegally feeding the homeless, which was kind of fun. They didn't respond at all. We got some media out there. This last time I did this, we were all over all the local news stations. This time, a couple news people showed up, but they never put them on the news, which I was discouraged at first, but now I'm thinking maybe this is just old news. Maybe nobody really cares about this law, and maybe it has been already nullified. So,
yeah, because
I was
disturbed last night because we were talking about this yesterday because you had sent out the press release. We received it here at Free Talk Live. I think it made it to the front page of our website as well because our listeners voted it up because it's great
excellent.
Disobedience. It's really just – I mean, people talk about the different levels of effectiveness for civil disobedience. This is, I think, really great. It's almost impeccable. Of course, there's always going to be the people that don't like homeless people, and you can't do much about that. But you did
well,
get
you
a little bit of coverage.
I'm not real fond of homeless people. I do, however, think that this is a disgusting law at the same time.
No, you did get a little bit of coverage in advance from WESH, but that's all you got. So one television station ran a story in advance of your event, but I'm looking here at Google News search, and I'm not seeing anything about it after the fact.
I didn't see anything at all. I was really encouraged once they picked up, because they actually picked up the press release before we did the event, which they didn't do last time, so I was very encouraged. I really thought there was going to be a lot of attention out there, but we didn't really get it. The people that came out there and interviewed us didn't end up putting it on the news, so that was kind of disappointing. But I was actually on a local AM radio station here talking about it for about an hour here just earlier today. So we're getting the message out. And also, you know, all the people, City Hall is right there in the core of downtown. Everybody that leaves downtown drives right by City Hall. So our giant signs definitely got the word out and got the message out that, you know, we're out there. We don't care about your laws.
So I take it that means the cops didn't show up with the APC and the rubber bullets?
The police were there. Again, they kind of stood in a circle and didn't do anything. I pretty much think that it'll take a direct order from the mayor to the, you know, the police chief or whatever to do anything about it at this point, because they're clearly not enforcing it all.
How many people are on your side doing the actual distribution of the sandwiches? How many disobedience did you have involved in this, and compared to last time?
This time we had about 6 or 7 people out there holding signs and distributing food. Last time it was just myself and 2 others. A lot of the folks that were there to eat actually ended up holding signs and joining us. What was kind of cool too is we handed out about 75 T-shirts which said City Hall Sandwich Club on them, and so we had this sort of army of, you know, homeless people and activists and that sort of thing. And of course, you know, they don't have a whole lot of clothes, so hopefully they'll all be wearing these T-shirts for quite a while, pissing the establishment off.
That is fantastic. I think congratulations, man. This is round 2. You've had they didn't mess with you the first time. They haven't messed with you this time. It got bigger this time around, although no media coverage. It was very strange. I don't know why that would be. It would seem like in a place like Orlando, where there's more media competition, that it'd be more likely that there wouldn't be a blackout. I mean, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there are far fewer media options, and there was, of course, the civil disobedience here with the open container. And that's been relatively controversial, obviously, and we actually had arrests on that. And so the arrests and all that made it got some news coverage. And then one of the news media, local, newspaper writers, had approached Heike, who was the young lady that was first arrested for the open container, the local activist, the Keene native who has really joined the ranks of the activists in a big way, in a very powerful way. She approached her, I guess, at her place of work and said, look, I want to do a profile on you. And then a week later, it hadn't been done yet, and the woman came back in and said, look, I haven't forgotten about you. A lot of stuff has come up. And then this week, Heike talks to the woman again, and she says that the paper put a stop to it. She approached them with the profile option, the editors, I guess, and they told her, no, you can't do a profile on America.
They've never done that before. I think part of it is the sort of the freshness, the shock value of it coming around the first time is not there. But and it points out to me that it's really important to get it right the first time, to come out big when you're
coming up with these ideas. And you've done a great job, John. Is it thecityhallsandwichclub.com or just cityhallsandwichclub.com?
Cityhallsandwichclub.com.
Fantastic. Keep us in the loop as to your future efforts. It's good stuff, and I appreciate the call tonight. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.